This next slide is an outer view of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which the Catholics believe is not only the hill where Jesus was crucified, and that's pretty clear, but also nearby is the place where they think his tomb was. And anyway, we went in with great expectations. The entire hill has been covered by this one massive church. It's not very easy to take a picture of it because the old city is very congested, so you can't get any distant views. And the church wasn't designed to be impressive from the outside, but it has been dug out into the mountain in all sorts of levels and cubby holes, and it's just a real maze. So when we went in and saw we had expected, you know, to see something sort of the way it was, but everything was like there was a chapel built, and this was where Jesus was supposed to have been crucified. There was nothing remotely resembling the hill the way it was then. It was a chapel, but this is where the top of the hill went, and that was a little disappointing. And then there was this big, long line out of this sort of, I guess it was about the size of a mausoleum you see here, and that was supposed to be Jesus' tomb, or where it was. And so we got in the line, because everyone else did, and the reason the line was so long is that when you get inside, they only let you in at, I think it's 5 people at a time, and Barbara and I got separated because they only took in 5, so she went in first, and then she went in the last of one group, and I went in the first of the next. You get in there, and there's this glass plate over just a rock, and there's a Byzantine monk who is waving incense, and then there's the tour guide, and he will explain that this is where his tomb would have been. And, you know, the little area that you're in is just an enclosure, and it's not supposed to be at all like it was. It's just an enclosure that was built around this stone, which has been covered in glass. And at the end of the tour guide spiel, he asked each person individually, would you like to make a donation to the church? And we were each pretty insulted about these really arm-twisting techniques, and we both just flat out said no. Most people begrudgingly threw in a few token pennies. But I just didn't like the high pressure. And in fact, if we had have given to that cause, it probably wouldn't have gone to anything productive for needing people. What it probably would have done is allowed them to further build this Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And I didn't like to see the church, for renovation. And I personally didn't want to see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre there. It was the place and that was significant, and this massive building built around it detracted rather than added. Moving away from the Catholic beliefs of where Jesus's tomb was, the Protestants believe that it was in a garden outside of the old city, and this is supposed to be the Hill of the Skull. And someone, perhaps Barbara, can describe it. Somehow you're supposed to see the image of the skull there.
Well, I took this picture, and I couldn't get everything into it because it's quite a big hill. But this shows the top of the hill, which some people believe is where Jesus was crucified. And as you see now, it is a graveyard. Then the skull would go down beyond the scope of the picture. What you see is the top of the skull. And in the left-hand side of the picture would be one of the eye sockets. And just off the right-hand side would be the other eye socket. And it did bear some resemblance to a skull, and it was close to this garden where some people believe Jesus may have been buried.
The next picture is a picture of a tomb as it would have been in their time. It would have been a natural cave, probably, that was dug out somewhat, and then walled over. And this is what they suspect is the tomb of Jesus. It was in a garden setting. Now it's currently a relatively lush garden as we would think of it. The reason they think it was a garden then is because there's a catacomb, not a catacomb, a cistern, And they think it was an olive grove at one time because there was a cistern in that area sufficient to watering a great many olive trees. So that's why they suspect in that time that it was a garden, i.e. an olive grove. Anyway, if you look back on the original slide of the tomb, there was a groove in front of the tomb. When they say they rolled the stone in front of the tomb, they weren't talking about a big round boulder that you would first think of. They're talking about a stone carved in the image of a disc, or shaped like a disc. And this would be a smaller one for a more typical tomb. That stone is about 3 foot in diameter, and so it would cover a small opening. Now the stone, in order to cover a 6 foot opening, would probably be 7 foot in diameter, so it would be a significantly larger stone that would be rolled in front of the Jesus' tomb. The next slide is of a close-up of the stone just above the doorway, and it's a sign of the cross that was carved at some time prior to current historical period. And that's another reason that they suspect it might have been the tomb of Christ, is because the early Christians would have revered that place and might have left such a marking. And then, of course, there was a period where the area was under the rule of Muslims, and so I think a lot of records of actual places were lost then and have strictly been recreated from the people's best surmisal. Now we're moving on to the zoo in Jerusalem. It was a fairly alright zoo. It's called the Biblical Zoo because it has every animal in it that is mentioned in the Bible. It also has a few other animals, which we discover later, because these awesome animals from South America. Wait a minute, those animals weren't in the Bible. But they don't say that it has only the animals which are in the Bible. It says it has every animal which was in the Bible. The first slide is of a camel, and with an apartment complex to his rear. And the next slide is of a llama. I think that was the one that really threw us away. There couldn't have been llamas in the Bible. What are those, Barbara? The next one? Yeah, the next one, Barbara says, are relatives of the llama. Thinner, lighter animal. The next slide is of an elephant. And the next slide is of a pretty impressive church / temple with an impressive mosaic. And off to the rear is a Byzantine temple, which has those Byzantine church, which has those pretty onion-shaped domes. This is at the base of the Mount of Olives. We climbed the Mount of Olives, and I would simply call it a steep hill. It wasn't all that bad. I guess it was fairly long, though, not that steep. Behind and off to the right, it's just upwards, and you're at the base of it now, and it goes up quite a way.